Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Charlotte, the anime that you decided to choose for last week.
And I'm not mad about it. I liked it for a reason. I've seen it before, much like most of the ones that I get you to suffer through. Mm-hmm. And, it was one of those ones I remembered the ending very vividly. And when I saw the last episode, I remembered why. Because they kind of packed it all into one little nice package. But I just remember I hated the having to wait every week to watch the next episode. Because they were masters at the cliffhanger, I was not a fan of. Still not a fan of. I want to throw that out there. But.
Well, all right. So it was 13 episodes long, and it aired from July 2015 all the way through the end of September 2015. And producers for it were Aniplex, Movic, Tokyo MX, just to name a couple of them, with the studio of PA Works. It is actually an original, so it's not based off of anything. It's an original work of art. And the genres for it are drama, school, superpower, and I would even say an occult.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I could definitely see that. And I'm very happy to hear that it's an original, because one of the things I mentioned to you and my girl was that I didn't see anything else like it on the market as of yet. Like, the story seemed, I'm not going to say troubled, but it didn't seem regular. No, there was no cookie cutter format that they followed, which I really liked.
Right.
Unfortunately, I did not watch the OVA, which apparently came out, and I didn't realize there was one. And you had mentioned it to me, I think, earlier today.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't watch it either, simply because I couldn't find it. I couldn't find where to watch it successfully anyways in time for this recording. But we did both you and I decided to look it up. And I'm not going to lie, I'm glad I didn't waste the time to watch it. It just.
What are you talking about? We can't find it anywhere because it was just that awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. It takes place in between episodes 4 and 5. So it has absolutely nothing to do with anything at the end of it or further along where it would make more sense. But also at the exact same time, the show that episode from the synopsis that I read, it wouldn't make any sense in general as it is. But in general, how this show is, how it is, our main character, our main protagonist is Yu. And he has a very obvious sister complex, and you have Ayumi. And then you have the love interest that he eventually falls in love with and comes to terms with it, that you kind of figure out pretty early on that he's got a kind of a thing for now.
I mean, not episode one, but yeah. Well, no, see, here's the thing. You said sister complex. Everyone else say sister complex. I didn't really see that. I just saw that as a doting brother, because there was no, when you say sit, well, not you, because this is going to get confusing because the main character is you. When somebody mentions a sister complex, I'm thinking like, you know, over the top, just straight up, my sister is the one for me kind of thing, like rednecky style.
I mean, like, everyone's kind of got their own feeling on what a sister complex is. For me, I don't view that as a sister complex. I view that as, you know, rednecky, creepy complex. But, you know, everyone's different. Everyone's got their own flavor. I mean, but he is a doting brother. He does have a sister complex. I do agree with you on that. Or not sister complex, but doting brother. But at the same time,
He's protective. He's protective, and this is how a brother usually treats his sister. He's not going crazy like, oh, who are you dating? It's, hey, I appreciate the fact that I have a sibling that needs protection. Yeah, I don't think really she needs protection given her power, but.
Well, I mean, like her power doesn't even come into existence until she accidentally kills herself. Right.
Bro.
So look, here's the thing, right? So this show is about teenagers who have this superpowers, special powers when they're reaching their adolescence and they only have it for a small amount of time. And my thing is how he uses his power, right? And I understand no one knows really how they do it, but how he uses his power, how this main character, how Yu is introduced, is he's just randomly taking over people's bodies, doing something stupid, ridiculous, childish, whatever, cheating, obviously, too, in school.
Oh, yeah.
Like hardcore.
They think he's a genius, but he doesn't know what any of the answers are. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. And then he's pissed off when he finally gets caught, too.
Well, what's crazy to me is nobody, aside from like the last two or three episodes, nobody has a complete power. For instance, Yu's main ability, from what he understands it, is he gets to take somebody over for 5 seconds. Now, the issue is he passes out. So if he's like mid stride when he takes somebody else over, he like falls over and his personal body gets injured.
Right.
And it's hilarious. And when he wants to start a fight with something or someone or, you know, something like that, you see his body in the background slumped over face first. Like, what the heck? And then when he's cheating in the classroom, whenever he takes over someone's page, he face plants super hard on the desk, or he like does this open mouth just thing where Exorcist style, where his head falls backwards. Yeah, the teacher's not going to notice that. Everyone else is not going to notice that. Come on.
Well, dude, excuse me. All right. One of his powers that they forgot to mention was plot armor. All right.
Oh, well, yeah, that comes into play.
All dear the way Lord, through.
Does that come into play?
Oh, my God. You cannot prepare yourself for the amount of plot armor this has. And you cannot prepare yourself for the amount of whining this guy does.
Seriously, though. So I honestly, though, the plot armor was inconsistently thick. I was genuinely praying that he would use some common sense. So and I wish the plot armor was a little thicker in certain scenes because I feel like it was incomplete.
Dude, you know, I can't even begin to tell you the problems I have with this show in terms of plot armor. I mean, like literally, it starts off okay. It starts off all right. And then, you know, you're as it's progressing and as it gets along, you're introduced to a blind character, Sarah, who said she used to have eyesight and kept trying to fix things. And then she ended up losing her eyesight because of it. I was like, you know, I'm willing to bet that she actually lost her eyesight because of a power. And then you find out you and Ayumi actually had a brother, Shunsuke, and he lost his eyesight because of a power.
Wait, what was his last name?
His last name is Orosaka. Shunsuke.
Oh, okay. For a second, I thought you said Sasuke, like Sasuke, and I'm like, wait a second. A character goes blind who's also named Sasuke?
No. Nah.
Really? Like, come on. Bruh.
Bruh.
The similarity. This is Naruto in a different life. Come on.
So, it could have been. You never know. I mean, like, with his special ability, whatever.
Sharingan of this area. No, okay, so you are right. Like it is kind of cool. And I didn't really consider it to be foreshadowing like that. I thought perhaps.
Well, let me say this real quick. They never outright said that's how she lost her sight. I am personally making an assumption that that is how she lost her sight, right? It had to be because of her power or something like that. And that is why she lost her sight. That's only an assumption. No one says anything otherwise. So
you're not wrong, but it's she says she made a bargain with God in order to get her gift. Was that it? Or, or, or use her gift for other reasons, or
To basically get what she wanted, which was she used to be big and everything like that. And then she decided to make a bargain with God and made a deal with him. And so now she's to take care of home things. She decided to take a smaller band role. So, I mean, I guess I'm assuming that she's saying it like that, made a deal with God, because she can't say, hey, I used to have these powers, because that's just going to make you sound crazy if someone doesn't have those powers.
Yeah, easily. I don't know, man. It's that particular scenario. I don't understand what her power was, because somehow she was able to unlock one of the most interesting episodes in my experience, in my opinion, of Yu's past. So somehow you thought of the idea to give.
Well, it's not even that it's his past, right? And here's the problem that I have. All right. So before we really delve into this, right? Before we really delve into it, Shu's or Yu's brother, Shun Susuke, has the ability to do a quote unquote time leap, which allows him to revert back to a specific day in time, or revert back in time at any point in time. All he has to do is just be in light, be able to see light. And that's it. Doesn't matter if it's artificial or natural. It doesn't matter. And
okay, so he just doesn't have to be blind.
Right. He has to be able to see some kind of light. And that was the whole thing, right? That's why they wanted to foreshadow that, as like he was in the room with his eyes completely covered, because they didn't want him to be able to see any light.
Okay, yeah.
Going back and keeps going back in time to try and change things, to save himself, save his family and all the other kids that have special powers and everything like that. Because the anime named Charlotte isn't a character. It's actually a comet that passed by Earth.
Yep.
That sent very magical sparkles down to the planet that people breathed in, and that ironically only affects people up until they're 18.
No, not until 18, until they leave adolescence. It hits during puberty and leaves once they're fully formed. The particles that hit the atmosphere affect those who are coming of age. So the way it was explained is it unlocks a dormant piece of our brain that was never supposed to develop further, I guess.
It's a virus. And ultimately, that's how they describe it, is a virus.
It's a mutation and a virus, yeah. And it's also responsible for the Salem witch trials back in the day.
Yeah, because
I thought that was a nice little tie-in.
That is a great tie-in. I mean, like, because why not, right? Why not tie that in?
Yeah. Every 75 years, this comet comes into orbit.
And it's not every 75 the only time years.
Every 75 years, it comes around. But in only certain instances, for instance, 400 years ago, when the Salem witch trials happened, it was close enough that we went through the tail, supposedly. We went through the tail of the comet, and that's how the particles got into the atmosphere. Just like what happened, according to this, 12 years ago. And that's why all this stuff started happening then.
Okay.
So that was the reasoning that they gave, and it seemed scientific. I appreciated that. It gave a little bit of realism to a fantasy, which I thought was spot on. I liked it. And I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm really not. So basically all these kids have these like special powers that they get infected with, and everyone has a unique power. So some of them may be similar, and not every kid. That's a broad term. That's like a little too broad. Not every kid, but a nice selection of individuals across the planet get infected with this. Yeah. And every single one of them have a unique and sometimes similar trait. So
for instance, in the OVA, the person who had the ability was someone who could project your thoughts. So let's say you and I were talking and we're having a nice civil conversation, but you hated me for some unfounded reason. No idea what I could do.
I don't know. I'd be like, do I hate you? I don't know. No, I think you're great.
Skipping a podcast because I didn't watch it. Yeah, it's, you know, nothing like that's ever happened. And well, this lady had the power to project thoughts, not to herself, but to other people. So if you and I were having a conversation, you would hear my thoughts. and then you'd be instantly upset because, you know, I'm not as flowery in my head as I am verbally, and vice versa.
Yeah, flowery. Sure.
Yeah, flowery.
Sure. I mean, honestly, between you and I, a conversation like that wouldn't be uncommon. I mean, like, we would be thinking some pretty messed up stuff regardless, knowing full well the other person would hear it. I mean, it's just...
here's the thing. If you and I had that happen, I think I'd go with the worst stuff I could think of just to get a reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, dude, what are you talking about? You're using me.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, what? Exactly. No. Dude, preach it to the choir here, man. Preach it to the choir. Just for reaction value.
I just thought of something I'd think of just to have you relive it. Oh God. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, that'd be awesome. I'll tell you after, but
there you go. Yeah. There you go. All right. But everyone has this unique power. Now, his unique power, which ironically no one else has this exact same or similar power to his use. That is plunder. So if he takes over, that's true. He doesn't find out until like what, episode 7, maybe 8?
Yeah, about 7. Yeah. Yeah. They don't realize what his true power is. He just thinks he can take over people.
Right. But now knows what his power is simply because the Kumagami tells her where that person is and what their power is. So when someone awakens and they have their power, he's able to point out on a map where that person is and tell her what the power is. And so they already knew.
Now, what I found really interesting in the flashback, when he had full knowledge of what his power could be, he specified that he had to see somebody's face in order to take their power. Mm-hmm. Later on, he doesn't need to see the face. That was an inconsistency that kind of annoyed me, because remember when he was trying to take the telepathic kids?
No, he looked power, right at
like,
him.
Let me see your face. You know, he was looking through. He's like, I got to see his face. Mm-hmm. And he looked up and then they did this weird sound. It was like an owl hooting. But that's when he took over that power in the flashback. Whereas here, people are running away and he can take them over. No problem. So now the only issue is it is line of sight.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they also look back. So he only says he has to see their face. I'm assuming only has to see their face once for him to be able to do it. He has to look at them.
Oh, that's possible.
So
I didn't consider that, because you're right. He does. It's not always that he does it when they're turned the back. He does see their face at least once. So that might be a qualifier. But as I said, in the most of the powers are incomplete. So his, as I said, the downside is he passes out for those 5 seconds. The second character you find that has that ability of teleportation, not really teleportation. He just gets to vault himself forward super fast. Now, what I thought was really awesome is they actually delve deep and he realized what his problem was. He wore body armor in order to protect himself, because he goes forward in a straight line, which kind of weirds me out. I want to point one thing out with this. First time he uses it that we understand it, he goes forward and then up. Explain that to me. Like, if he can only go forward, how did he go up to?
He probably was at an angle just so, and when he finally hit something or he pushed his hand so that way he can go up. Because while he's quote unquote teleporting, which is not, he's just moving faster than hell.
Jet rockets forward and can't stop.
Yeah, he is able to interact and grab stuff. Now,
that's true. Well, actually, does that mean, would that be kind of awesome? Think about it. If in this time where he's able to go so fast, just like the Flash from DC, he can think and react just as fast. The problem is he can't stop. So imagine if time is moving for him at a normal pace. He's just flying through and everyone else is at a standstill. Could you imagine how long it would take? For us, it's just a split second before he rams his face into a wall. Could you imagine how long it would take just knowing it's coming? Like, oh no, the wall's getting closer. Oh God, I got another 30 seconds of this and I know I'm just going to faceplant. There's nothing I can do. The mental torture that would have.
That'd be pretty awesome. But I think you're right, because of his thought process, because while he's moving, and they do highlight this when he's flying across, he's grabbing sandwiches. He's like, because of the speed, I'm not able to choose what I'm grabbing. I'm just grabbing what I can as I go by. And he knows where it's at. He's able to grab it. He's able to drop the money in the right spot. So he does have limitations, but you're also able to see like what's really going on while he's moving at that incredible speed. Now here's the interesting thing, right? Because of all these powers, every single one of them's incomplete. But when you finally combine them all together, obviously they're not incomplete.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're like pieces in a puzzle, but that would make this a whole lot more interesting. But you'd only ever have one person that can combine them all.
And the only person that can is you.
Yeah, our protagonist. Weird. Plot armor strikes again. Plot sword, if you will.
Oh. So yeah. Here's the thing, right? Yu's brother has the time leap, and we were to go back to it, right? He's able to go back and try all these different ones, right?
Yep, and he does so, but at the cost of his eyesight.
At the cost of his eyesight. But the memory that Yu has of him, his sister, and all the other people, and his brother being in this scientific facility or whatever else, where he literally in the facility, you can assume he was killed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should have no memory of it, because that reality technically never happened.
Mm. I don't like you right now. I really don't like you at all.
So that is my biggest thing, right? That reality should have never been a memory for him, because he never lived it.
I have a question.
Hmm.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Long shot, as we all know it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to take his brother's power,
mm-hmm,
by using the plunder. Now, what we don't know originally is if you have an ability and Yu goes into your body, it's stolen from you.
Yep.
Like flat out, you can never use it again. And that's a plot device that's used later on in the story, which I really, really liked.
Right.
That said, he went back in time, right? Now, imagine if he went back in time to before he stole a power. Does that mean that power is duplicated?
Probably. But
because
Yu wasn't the one that went back in time.
He stole his brother's power.
Right.
Not all those times, but he did go back and he did steal his brother's power first. But when he jumped back, his brother said, oh, you already took my power once. You can do it again. Does that mean if he were to have gone back to, let's say, a point when his brother, let's say he learned everything he can, just flat out learned it all. And then he was like, I'm going to go back to a time where my brother can see. Boom.
Well, no, he wouldn't be able to, because that reality never existed in that timeline that he's in.
True. But his brother would have eyesight and he would remember it all. Now, the reason I was bringing this part up, he would remember it all.
Yeah, but his brother would be blind. His brother would remember it all. But that doesn't mean that you would remember the timeline that never happened.
You're going too far into this, bro. Like, it hurts my head. I don't like it.
Look, I'm just saying, like, that's my thing. That's the biggest plot armor that I don't like. He remembers a timeline that never happened, that he never lived through technically, because of the multiple dozens of times his brother transferred back in time to try and fix stuff. So he is like, how many timelines removed? We don't know, but we know it's a lot.
Oh, hundreds.
Yes.
If not thousands.
So he remembers something 1,000 timelines ago. Just saying.
I don't like it.
That's my thing. Yeah, I mean, like, that plot armor is just so heavy. Juicy. It's just like,
I didn't even think about that.
It's like,
didn't even consider that. That one moment basically defines the rest of the anime, and you just nixed it completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's my biggest problem. We're gonna pretend that didn't happen. Are you sure?
And yeah, just because I like it, I want to keep liking it. Because jeez, I watched this thing 3 times and I didn't get that.
I got it the first time. I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why is he? I mean, like, at first I thought he was schizophrenic or something else. He was just like waking up in the hospital and everything else. And then it's like, wait, everyone's there? Oh, wait, it's actually an alternate timeline. why does he have a memory of an alternate timeline? What the hell? What? This makes no sense.
Wait. I have an idea.
Okay.
I've got an idea.
Okay.
Okay. I can fix this.
Okay.
So you remember the chick that hypnotized people and the dude that can erase memories?
Uh-huh.
Let's assume
he didn't.
I'm going out on a limb. What?
Let's see what you got.
Let's assume that in order for them to understand the plan, the hypnotist chick had to put him under with the memory erased guy to go in his mind. And let's assume we're stretching here. I get it. But his ability is not just to erase, but to look at, because you got to look at something in order to erase it, right? With I think they called it extreme precision. So yeah. He went into their mind, saw what was going on. So when he went into his shoes mind, saw what was going on, came back out of it. And when he was in the process of erasing Yu's mind and his sister's mind, he implanted that behind a musical wall.
Okay.
Think about it.
How would he be able to implant a memory of Yu's in Yu's mind that he doesn't even know about? His ability is to remove memories, not implant.
You don't know.
They state that his ability is to remove memories.
That's frustrating. That's frustrating.
So, yes, the plot armor is just so, so massive. It's the whale of plot armors. Because it doesn't even matter. They just roll with it because they can.
I don't like you.
Why? Why?
I actually like the show. I like this. You do this every time.
What?
I'm like, hey, this is a cool show. You're like, yeah, but check this out. No! I feel like Darth Vader when he finds out his kids were killed.
Thinks his kids were killed.
You know, he never got mad at the Emperor for hiding that from him, for lying to him for all those years. It was just, oh, my kids are alive? Sweet. Not a, no, you've had me kill these hundreds and thousands of people because of a lie. Oh, wait, my kids? Okay, I'll forget all the crap you put me through.
He was already gone.
Yeah, that's a story for another podcast. But going back to this, before you so rudely destroyed my hopes and dreams, like as if you were telling me, like, you know, the Tooth Fairy doesn't know Santa Claus. Like, I can't believe you would even go that far. They're friends. I know it. You know it. Anyway,
just throwing that out there, man. I mean, like, that's my biggest problem. That is my biggest problem.
I hate that it makes sense. I hate that you're making sense.
It's because it's true.
That's the problem I have with it.
So
moving on.
So
they're creating also a vaccine.
I was going to say go ahead. I'll let you go. Go ahead.
You forgot. So they're in the process of creating a vaccine for all these powers. And one of the things that you comes to terms with is the fact that he can steal abilities. He can essentially be the vaccine he's looking for. He just has to find the right people to do it. And after his sister unfortunately passes away, he uses the time leap ability from his brother to go back and save her by stealing her ability to collapse. Now, right after that was when shit goes sideways, like hard. The syndicate, I think this is what they called them.
Yeah.
It basically starts tearing apart their company, let's call it, piece by piece. And then they're like, oh, he's the most powerful one. We want him to show up. And in the weirdest turn of events that I really hoped wouldn't have come about, Yu is injured to the point of the inability to use the time leap. So he can't ever go back, you assume.
Here's another problem that I have with it, right? One thing I don't have a problem with it, that they specify he has to have both eyes to be able to use time leap.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was being attacked by a girl with screaming light at him, when you need light to be able to time leap instantly, when he turns and sees someone leaping at him with a knife, trying to blind him with light, just time leap right there. He could have done it right there and saved himself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was going crazy. He's not a fighter. He's not into used to these yet. At least he's not used to these circumstances. So he freaked out.
Right.
Which is why his sister's ability collapse came into play so aggressively.
But for him actually going through that, for him actually being attacked by that individual, and for them actually not even dismantling the syndicate, it's just a couple of guys kidnapped a couple of people and they wanted him. And yeah, he loses the ability to time skip. The whole plan with him being able to travel the world before his adolescence is gone to steal the abilities of everyone was
foolish, to say the very least.
Yes. Now
I would have invested as much time as possible to heal that eye, time skip back and give yourself 3 extra years flat out. Go back in time. This is what you need to do. Everyone around you is going to survive and you'll be take these specific powers that we located and go out and do the job you need to do.
Well, here's the thing, right? He was able to actually do that. He as he's out there, he's stealing, he finds someone that's able to heal scars and damage and everything like that. And he goes, oh, I can touch my eye with this hand because that's all this power is, and I will be healed and I can use time leap again. And he openly chooses to not do that.
Now, do you think there was one reason specifically he didn't? He said, I didn't do this. I didn't start this quest for personal gain, which was a massive self identifying improvement on his personality. Because at the beginning of the show, he's very much me, 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 I don't care what happens to anybody else so long as I get what I want. And he gets really shady about that in the beginning too. So much so that he almost kills a chick so that he could date her, which was weird.
Yeah.
That said, in the later episodes, he decides that I'm not going to be selfish and do this. And I'm like, dude, the hell? Heal your eye. Get your depth perception back. Two eyes are better than one in this particular scenario. Because if you lose a second eye, you're screwed.
Yeah.
No matter how many times you try to heal it, you're done.
Yeah.
Now, that said, it's possible that he didn't heal his eye because he had already come so far and collected so many different abilities. What happens if he was to like take your ability, time skip back, take your ability again? Does that mean you'd have a leveled up ability? I doubt it, but maybe he can't take an ability twice. That would be one major reason as to why you would not want to jump backwards and why he did not repossess his brother in order to get the power again.
Well, it didn't matter for his brother because his brother was already blind. His brother couldn't use the power. So it was true, as good as...
never reabsorbed the power again.
We don't know that for sure, though. I mean, you just naturally assumed all the rest of the people in Japan didn't get reabsorbed or get absorbed, right? I mean, like, you didn't see them go through it.
Well, here's the thing, though. His brother went back in time, and every time he used his power, his younger self still felt the effect of it, meaning he was going blinder. He was going blind at a very young age.
Right.
And it wasn't because of anything that they were doing. Like, at the time, you and his sister probably thought, hey, this is kind of weird. My brother just lost his sight. What's going on? We need a doctor. And stuff like that. Because it wasn't gradual for them. It was instantaneous. Whereas for him, it was gradual. It was extremely gradual.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Well.
It would be interesting. He gets the ability to heal. He gets the ability to fly. He becomes Superman and he loses his mind.
Yeah. So that's something that I do enjoy. They do now does state that it's amazing he's able to walk just from the sheer stress of it, because it's not like he can control all the abilities at 100% of the time. And they even show that, like, his abilities just kind of go out of whack.
Yeah. Even to the point where he was like, I gained the ability to move without sleeping. I gained the ability that I don't need to eat anymore. I gained all these great abilities. But when he goes without, like, sleep for a while, he took pills to go to sleep. and he ended up sleep killing
and stealing.
Like, it was the weirdest thing. Sleep killing and stealing. And they gave him the nickname, the one-eyed Reaper. So real simple, heal your other eye. Now you got two eyes. No one knows it's you.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect disguise.
So, I mean, like, and he does go through the whole planet to steal all the abilities or take all the abilities from everyone. And some of the abilities are like really cool. Some of them are like, yeah, okay, well, you know,
not so much.
It is what it is. But the last ability, the key to all the abilities, the special power for the last one he steals.
Courage. Was it courage, though?
That's exactly what he said it was. It was courage. Unshakable courage.
Oh, I was going to say, even though he took it, does that mean the chick still...
No, like, she tried being courageous, but she was obviously more timid. She didn't have as much courage. The final one was unshakable courage for the final ability. I mean, like, and the dude got hit like twice with an arrow, three times with arrows and whatnot for it too. It's like, again, why don't you just use the healing ability that you know you have to heal your eye, heal the other wounds, and kick the other guy away instead of just turning around and just like try and hobble away? It's like, what? But
do we know for a fact that he still knew he had that ability? Because he even forgot his own name.
No, it's not that he forgot the healing factor. He knew his own name. He just couldn't remember why he originally set out on this journey, who sent him out on this journey, and like what the main purpose of it was. He just knew he had to complete it. And how did his brother know exactly where to find him at what point in time to find him?
His brother had a crap ton of money. Flat out, one of the things that said is money is not an issue. When you've got that kind of money, you could follow someone no problem.
Well, he kept checking up on with him via phone. But my thing is, how did he know, like, at the exact point in time, he will be done taking all these people's powers at this point in time, so I'm going to have... arrive with the police helicopter there.
I don't think it was. Here's my only thought. Not my faux pas, but here's my only thing with that. His brother had a bunch of money and he was very, very deep in the world of the abilities. And when you realize nobody in France has an ability anymore, nobody here has an ability anymore, he's able to follow him just like we followed him on the map to see who goes where and does what. But at the very end, I would say that he was like, all right, all these other places are saying that their ability users are gone. So we don't have to look here. We don't have to look here. And assuming that he chose to do Japan last, he's like, hey, people, I need my brother. Let's go find him. He's probably teetering right now.
Well, he wasn't even in Japan. He was in Australia.
At the very end?
Yeah.
I thought he went back to Japan.
No, he was taken back to Japan. But he wasn't in Japan. Oh. He was in Australia.
Then his brother probably was like, hey, he's getting too erratic. I need to go get him. Or he was just close. Like, I don't know. Like, again, plot armor. The galore. Plot dictates.
Plot armor so thick, you don't even know what to do with it.
I would like to think that his brother was just keeping tabs on him. And I don't know. Every time he was injured, he'd get picked up, he'd get his mind wiped, and set out on another journey.
Okay.
That would also explain why he also lost his memories so often.
I don't think so. You are reaching so...
I'm reaching, but it's possible.
It's 100%
possible.
He would have already wiped out everyone in Japan first. I mean, like, it's straight up.
Not true. He left his brother's little conglomerate alone.
You can assume,
yeah. He only took, what, two or three people.
Maybe.
Four, technically, if you count the dead chick. But we only know of four. Well, five, if you include his brother. But when he jumped back, we assume his brother had the ability back again. But of those four, like, they're all main characters. You don't really see him going off to the side and being like, yeah, I want the ability to walk through walls, man. Because otherwise, why wouldn't he just walk through walls rather than blowing them apart?
Well, he doesn't blow them apart. It's people coming at him that does that.
I mean, that too. But I was thinking when he had to deal with the three or four kids and he falls through the wall.
Oh yeah.
Right.
True. But maybe he just wanted to do that for kicks and giggles.
Mm-hmm. You know, he wasn't crazy then though.
he was crazy enough.
Fair, fair.
All right.
But I mean, he was successful, and that, I guess, is all that really counts.
Didn't remember. Oh, and one important thing. He promised now,
yeah,
before setting on this journey, that they, when he came back, that they would be together and that he loved her. And when he finally does come back, he doesn't remember her. And she's like, oh, well, that's just disappointing.
That hurts a little more than I imagined it. Now, what I will say, what I really enjoyed about this particular love story, it felt natural. It did not feel pushed. When he told her he loved her, I was like, this is the time that you would need to step up and actually be a man about it and be like, look, I love you. This is what needs to happen. Like, they did a really good job. It didn't feel forced. It didn't feel like it was coming out of left field. It genuinely felt like a good progression. And I was satisfied with this.
What about you? I was satisfied with that. That was actually good how he did it. And how it ended, I thought it was good. It gave it a solid ending. I mean, like, literally no one else in the world really has powers, and they do have a vaccine that they did state for the next time they are creating a vaccine. So that way it won't happen again. But
yeah, if the idea was to vaccinate the entire world, and if you can get 100% vaccination, this will never happen again, which sounds awesome.
Ain't going to happen.
But I mean, huh?
It ain't going to happen.
I was going to say, it sounds awesome, but I mean, powers are kind of cool too.
Oh yeah. Even if they are incomplete a little bit.
Yeah. Even if most of them are incomplete. Now, so I have a question. Of the ones that you saw, what was your favorite complete? And what was your favorite incomplete power?
His.
His power was incomplete all day, every day.
His power was incomplete all day, every day, but he got to take everything else.
Okay. Okay. Of the powers he took, let's use that. Which do you think was the best?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I've got two. One incomplete one that I thought was genuinely awesome was that shield thing. It looked like it could only be activated when he felt his life was in danger, which I feel is incomplete. That is a survivalist that's reactionary rather than actionary. He didn't physically do it. So that was an incomplete one. If he could just put barriers up at will, that would be awesome. The second one, the second one, which is the first complete ability that I really liked, was what I think is the telekinesis. When he had the blue outline and he was able to move stuff around. That I thought was really awesome.
I would have to say the telekinesis. You got them both.
Okay.
And then turn anything into solid gold. money problems. Goodbye.
Yeah, the Midas touch. Nah, brah. You want to collapse the economy with me? Oh yeah,
let's
Taj Mahal. Solid gold. United States White House. Click. Solid gold. Oh, it sank into the ocean because the gold boat doesn't float. Oh, my bad. I was just here for the cruise. I'll go fly away now.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I really wish we would have used light more. That looked awesome.
That was awesome. But I think we're pretty much at the end. I mean, oh
yeah.
You know what? There is one thing.
I'm listening.
I forgot. Damn it.
And my ability strikes again. The ability to make you forget.
No,
incomplete, it was because it only works when I don't want it to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it, honestly, you probably wouldn't have liked what I had to say. I remember it having to be another plot armor type of situation. Like,
I'm very curious.
When I remember it, I will be sure to tell you.
Okay. Well, actually, how about this then? In Discord, if any of you can think of something else, let us know. Let me know specifically. I'm very curious. I didn't see that first plot hole. That is kind of obvious. I'm wondering what else I missed. Because I'm looking at this anime with rose-colored goggles, I guess. Because I loved it. And then when you told me that, I still love it. But they're not so rosy-colored anymore. They're just like really cool glasses that, I don't know, Elton John would wear, probably.
Yeah.
Eh. The color's there. The effect, not so much. So,
all right. So,
I think... I think I get to go first with my rating.
Oh yeah.
My 10 star rating.
Oh yeah. Okay. So you're going with a 10?
No. I would have until you started talking, sir. It's still pretty strong. I'm teetering between 8 and 8.5. My reasoning being the story, super original, which we found out was why there was no actual source material on it. The animation, I really enjoyed it. I didn't really see any blurring, really. Everything was spot on, in my opinion. You watched it on Funimation. I watched it on another website. I didn't see any negative things, I guess you could say, as far as animation style and quality goes. I watched it more than once and would watch it again. Damn, that really doesn't help me. You know what? I'm going to go with my feeling. I love this one. 9.
Going with
I was struggling
9.
Between 8 and 9. I'm going with a 9.
Oh, yeah. My God, man. Just that rose colored goggle. Just really, I got to go with a 4, dude. I gotta go with a 4.
Man, lying.
I'm serious, man. I got to go with a 4 on this one. I really do. It was bad, dude. The character was annoying. The animation was clean, but the plot holes in this was just...
You named one. You named one. And Discord probably can't find anything else.
Oh, I'm pretty sure a lot of people could find a whole bunch of other ones. I'm pretty sure. Like,
okay, fine. I'll put it as a tentative.
Here's a question for you, right?
I hold the right to reserve.
Here's a question for you, right? One of the other main characters, Misa, she is able to be possessed, not willingly be possessed, forcefully possessed.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Who's to say at any point in time he wouldn't be possessed by anyone else and just have his body taken over? Like, why was that never a problem or an issue?
I would like to believe, as she said, she was tethered to her sister like a balloon. Nobody was dead to be tethered to you.
I mean, his parents.
So you're going to raise it to at least a 5, right? His parents weren't dead.
Well, we don't know what the hell happened to his parents.
They were never explicitly dead. So that means they weren't dead.
No, they were just the kids were just left with their uncle that's never there, sending them whatever it was, like ramen, instant ramen or something like that.
But again, not dead.
Yep. No, I'm sticking with a 4. Because of that, you saved it from going to a 3.
Oh, stop it. That deserves at least a 5.
No, I can't in good conscience give this a 5. I cannot. And because of that one serious mega half an episode long.
You got to be fair with this because it had bookends, which you love. You said it had great bookends. You said it had awesome. I'm going to use your words. Amazeballs animation.
I don't remember saying that either. It had good animation. It had a beginning that they decided to rewrite a few different times later on.
And I enjoyed that. That was kind of made it awesome.
Sure. And then they had ending.
One glaring detail. I'm going to try to find this and just give you a reason for it.
And okay, you know what? I'll concede. All right, I will do you this favor, sir. I will raise it to a 5 just because you want me to.
I appreciate it.
I will give it a 5. I really do. All right, so which gives it an average score of 7, which is good for some, bad for others.
Yeah. Dude, if you were to grade this in my school and it averaged a 7. That'd be a D. That's what was tough.
So that's what we're going with. All right. So I'm giving it a 7 or sorry, the average is a 7. I'm giving it a 5. You're giving it a 9.
You said you're going to give it a 7 like that.
No, I'm fine with the 5.
All right.
I know you wanted to give it a 10, but
I really did until you just shot me down. Like it hurt. I was walking straight and boom, right into a wall of 4. Jeez. So I believe the next episode is yours to choose, sir.
It is. The next one is mine to choose. And we are going to go with Phantom Requiem of the Phantom. It's 26 episodes long, came out in 2009. So
why does that sound familiar?
It's some, I remember vaguely watching this. I don't think I watched the whole thing. It's 26 episodes long. I'm pretty sure we both had started watching this and talked about it, and then it just kind of faded away. It's a action drama setting. So, but that's all the time that we have for today. If you enjoyed this episode, or if you have any comments on it, please feel free to reach out to us. You can reach us on any platform, but we do like to talk about anime and the shows that we do watch in the Discord. So prefer it if you all hit us up in there. But we do have Twitter at Those Anime Guys. You can reach out to us, Featured Anime Podcast on Facebook, featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com. Or if you're even listening to this on YouTube, go ahead and just leave a comment. We'll be happy to respond to you on there as well. And don't forget to subscribe to us and tell your friends and family all about us. Trust me, it really helps us out. Get the word out there about us. Help us grow. And until next time, I'm Jack.
And I'm Rick. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.